We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But the one thing is, when I'm hungover, I get that awful vein in my forehead.
You have that all the time, babe.
Does anyone else get that?
I get it when I'm upside down, but obviously that's rare. Unless I'm doing like a back bend or something.
Unless you're doing the crab. Hey mammies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam. Woo!
Is the woo a joint thing now these days?
I think the woo, we're just going to have to keep it.
I think it's part of like the whole introduction part now, isn't it?
I know. I hope we dry off soon, I'm soaking still.
Lads, the weather is manky.
It's pure gammy. It's pure looking out the window listening to sad music weather.
Yeah, is it? Will we try and record a music video later?
Oh, I'd love it.
Do you remember that time? When was it? We were really hungover and then we tried to do our own version of Lady Gaga's The Cure.
Yeah.
Remember in the old gaff and I had the headscarf on.
I know, I love it.
Do we still have footage of that?
I think I do. I'll have to fish it out. How are we anyway, girls?
How's everyone doing?
I feel like I always say this, but I feel like we haven't recorded in ages.
I hate when you say that. It's so stupid because I felt like we recorded yesterday.
No, we shot a video yesterday. when we're doing the multimedia now, you're getting confused.
We're doing all the bits. That's the thing. And as well, when it comes to like responding to messages on Instagram or doing email-y bits, I just feel like I'm not Kevin anymore. I'm grandmam, you know what I mean?
No, we still have our identity.
We don't,
babe.
Though, do we?
No, don't feel like that.
No, I feel like this is me, ho, 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 ho. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I still feel like my own person, but I know what you mean.
See, I think of you as being like the guy who does the podcast with Kevin. Isn't that weird? So we're back again in the gorgeous factory studios, girlies.
I just can't get over it. I just love it so much. If you want to check it out, go on to factory.uk.com.
That's factory.uk.com.
You need to stop doing that.
Am I ever going to stop doing this? Lads, no. See, the thing is, we talked about the corona before, right? But at the time, it was a bit of a laugh.
I was fobbing it off like it was nothing. Like, it's literally the end of the world, is it?
But did you hear that The Simpsons predicted corona?
Didn't The Simpsons predict everything, though?
The Simpsons actually have predicted everything.
I think Rosemary from two episodes ago is a writer on The Simpsons. Because, you know, the way she's a bit psychic.
But they predicted Trump becoming president. Like, they had an episode before Trump's presidency, before he even, like, campaigned.
Yeah.
And they had an episode where Trump was president.
Yeah.
They had an episode involving was it the Twin Towers, I think, collapsing?
Yeah,
they did.
They had one of those.
And they also, I remember the Corona episode. Do you remember when they were opening the boxes, the packaging, this like green, like smog would come out and like cover their face, and then they get corona.
Did they call it coronavirus?
They called it corona.
I saw a meme the other day, it was hilarious. It was like, me when I usually get a flu, and it's like, oh, I want my couch and I'm going to curl up and watch Netflix. And it's like, people with coronavirus, they're like, oh, I'm going to go skiing in the Alps and then go straight to Saint-Tropez. Like, calm down and stop traveling all over the gap when you have coronavirus.
Oh my
babe.
God, there was a scare around the corner from us in work.
My favourite thing about the coronavirus though, and I know that sounds terrible because there is people like having
you can't
stuff.
Say that. You can't say my favourite thing about corona.
No, but listen, it's the content I'm getting from my mam.
Like, yeah.
She's hilarious. Like, she was on the phone to me the other day and she was like, and PJ, you have to wash your hands for 20 minutes. I was like, mam, no you don't.
Oh my God.
She was like, 20 minutes?
There'd be a drought in the country if you were using all that water.
But then she was like, oh no, it was 20 seconds. But then she was telling me this morning that they're being educated about it in school. Like, my niece Tess is only like 3, and she rocks out of school the other day with a hand sanitizer clipped to her bag. And my mum's like, Shai was up to 90. Sure, Tess didn't know what to do. She was just spraying it all over the gaff. And then my mum sneezed, and Tess was like, Nanny, you have to sneeze into your elbow, not your hands.
Oh my God, Corona's like creating this like new wave of like
germaphobes, like
young germaphobes. We love to see it. But they should be taking better care of themselves anyway. You know what I mean? The one time then I decided to book a trip away, and there's talks of that being cancelled now as well. The Eurovision. I've only waited 26 years of my life to go to the Eurovision.
Lads, you hear that? Kevin's going to the Eurovision without me. I found out the other day that
but you're
he's
not
going...
even into Eurovision. You're making a huge deal out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I'm into trips. You always say it. I love trips. I think we should do a Eurovision act. Like, I'm Grandmam should be the Eurovision entry for Ireland.
Oh, my God.
You can kind of sing.
Kind of.
And I can be the rapper.
Oh, my God, you could do a Hilaire rap.
Like, you know, in like in Mystique, I'll be Alicia Dixon, who goes on to be a judge. And then you can be the other two who kind of like, we don't know, who are they now? You know what I mean?
But Alicia was the singer as well.
No, she was the rapper.
Does he wash up?
Never washed up. Does he clean up?
That's an Irish mammy bop if I ever heard one. But I feel like the year that came out, all the Irish mams were baiting around
we're
the kitchen,
listening.
Wiping down the island. Just singing, does he wash up? Okay, Corona's getting too much airtime these days, so enough talking about that. Let's move on to the theme for this week.
The theme for this week is Ireland throughout the ages.
Alexa, play C'est la vie by Bewitched.
This is literally our national anthem.
Oh my God, I love Bewitched.
C'est la vie by Bewitched on Amazon Music.
Come on, girl.
What is our national anthem?
I'm dead.
That's my favourite bit of the
imagine
whole song.
Imagine you going up to a fellow in a club going, some people say I look like my dad, they'd be like, alright.
My dad has a moustache, be kind of weird.
Uh-oh. I just love that they be dancing around in the field.
I just always have to pretend fake Irish dance when I hear this.
I feel like it's like a national duty that you have to do a jig and a reel when it comes on. We're such stereotypes.
I love, but even the styling in this music video, they don't make them like they used to.
Gotta let me in. Everybody. Hey, hey, hey. Take it out an octave. Hey. Let's get the
I'm
chord.
A wolf today, iconic.
Say you will.
Say you will.
Okay, I think we're good.
Alexa! Stop.
I just think it's so weird that one of the most famous Irish pop bops is written in French. Like, it's called...
Well, the title's French.
It's C'est la vie. Like, why is the Irish pop anthem of the century written in French?
That's not true, isn't it?
C'est la vie.
But what a bop. Maybe, I wonder, did it make its way to France? Were they dancing around to this in France? Was it a bop over there?
Maybe they were looking for an Irish-French crossover. Because, you know, that market's huge.
But why are they called B Star Witched? What's with the asterisk after the B?
That's the magic.
Do they have any other bops? Roller Coaster was Bewitched, wasn't
What's
it?
What's that? Is that in French as well?
I'm not going to sing it because I can barely remember it.
Remember we saw them in Mighty Hoopla.
God, they were so good. They were
playing.
They?
I don't remember.
They were really good. Were we fighting? No, we were fighting during Venga Boys. We made up by Bewitched.
We had to make up by Bewitched.
We had to imagine us watching Bewitched from opposite ends of the marquee.
We couldn't. I think we couldn't have done it. They would have sensed that there was two Irish people not getting along and they would have stopped the performance and made us get back together.
But I was like, oh my God, are the English audience going to get this? The English gays were going wild for Bewitched.
Yeah, but
they
babe,
loved it.
Gay icons are universal. You know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
Like, they can speak in French or Irish and we'd understand them.
They transcend geographics.
Anyway, this week's theme is Ireland Through the Ages because, girlies, it's Paddy's Day on Tuesday.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Kind of raging because over in England it's not a national holiday, obviously.
Yeah, which is a bit annoying.
We pay off to work on Paddy's Day, which I think is that some form of racism or something?
I feel like it is definitely like some kind of like xenophobia creeping in there, isn't there?
It's xenophobia. I always get it. I never can think of that word.
Well, xenophobia?
Yeah.
Xenophobia?
It does sound iconic. It sounds like a drag queen. Hi, my name is Xena. Xenophobia.
Xenophobia.
I'm weak though. I do love Paddy's Day.
I love Paddy's Day too, and I've appreciated it even more since moving over here.
I just think green is one of my colours. So, yeah. Like, I don't mind it. God forbid if green wasn't your colour.
I know. I feel like people are obsessed with Irish people all over the world anyway for some reason.
I do love on Paddy's Day when you have some randomers coming up with some weird accent and they're claiming their second cousin's Irish.
Yeah. That's like an everyday occurrence over here, really, though, isn't it? Anytime I mention I'm Irish, someone will always say, oh my God, like some ancestor of theirs like was from Ireland, or they once rode a fella who was from like Ballinhasic, you know what I mean?
I love it though.
So why do you think the world is obsessed with Ireland? You know what I mean? It's like a thing where like we're just universally accepted as being like lovely.
I don't know, is the world obsessed with Ireland, or are Irish people just really confident and just think everyone likes them? Because sometimes
really?
Like, because, like, if you get, like, a load of, like, rugby lads from Ireland drinking in Cyprus and they're fucking getting in fights with everyone, I don't think they're loved.
But I feel like, do you remember, what was it? And it was over in France and it was all the Irish football fans over there and they were loved because, like, they were, like, the epitome of what, like, a good sportsman or a good sports spectator should look like. Because they were pure, like, helping old ladies across the road. They were pure, like, helping cats come down from the trees.
No, you need a candle. No, that
but,
was not
no, but I remember there was a load in the media about it because they were like, oh my God, because a lot of the other countries were showing themselves up, but all the Irish lads were like, pure sound and pure, like, singing and,
helping
like,
lay bricks. Repaving, repaving the footpath.
Reading to the blind. They were doing all the bits.
Some of them missed the match because they visited a local elderly home.
But you know what I mean? So I feel like, obviously, I think it stems from like the fact that like in World Wars, like we remain neutral or whatever. So people are like, oh, we're seen as like a friendly nation because we never want to, you know, stick our noses in. Which is kind of a paradox, really, because we're very nosy people, aren't we?
I think the fact that Irish people are so nice stems from the fact that we're all terrified that our mams would be mortified if we showed them up.
Yeah.
That's it. Because like imagine...
Oh my God, it's that.
That's it. So like imagine if you were over somewhere and you did something and got back to your mam, she'd be like, I can't believe you were in Spain acting the maggot and disgrace me a fool.
Yeah, that's actually...
Everyone's
that
just terrified of their mams.
Everyone's terrified of what their mams will think.
They don't want the wooden spoon.
My mam never did the wooden spoony bits. It was my dad did the wooden spoon.
I just never... There was. I'm spoiled, so I didn't even get told about the wooden spoon.
It wasn't...
I only thought the wooden spoon was for cooking.
It wasn't even we were getting belted with the wooden spoon, it was more the threat of it. So like if we were pure mad fighting, my dad would just shout right and you'd hear him open the drawer really quick and then you'd hear the drawer, so then we'd like run away.
Oh really?
We'd run into the estate. We'd run into the park and just like run away forever.
I'm dead.
Also, what do we think of the opinion that Irish people have the sexiest accent in the world? What's that about? Who came out with that?
Where's this study?
I don't know if it's a study as such, but you know, sometimes these magazines will just come out with like the Irish accent voted the sexiest accent in the world for like the 5th year in a row.
I've literally never heard that before
really?
In my life.
I feel like I'm always reading that because people always tag me in it. And I'm like, first of all, like there's so much a variation of the Irish accent, like as you go from like one end of the country to the other. You know what I mean? Like, were they referring to the Kerryman's accent?
I'm sorry, no, lads. You listen to the podcast. Like, we're funny. We're a bit. We're friendly. We're far from sexy sounding on this podcast.
No, I couldn't think of anything I sound less. Yeah, I wouldn't say sexy. Do we think the lisp is sexy?
Well, it gets people wet, all right, because you'd be spitting all over them.
That was very good. Oh my god, that's your... very good.
Yeah, no, like, where in Ireland, though, is this sexy accent? Because, sorry, now, you can be in the north side of Cork and go to the south and there's different accents. Never mind.
Yeah.
Go around Ireland.
I suppose, I feel like people are basing it off the likes of, like, Michael Fassbender and Cillian Murphy and...
But they're all just, like, generic, like, news presenter accents, right?
Are they? I think I mentioned world famous actors, but...
No, but, like, newscasters, like, welcome to TV3.
They don't sound like that. Have you?
I don't
do you know
who
I'm on
about?
I was thinking for a second. I was like, he doesn't know Michael Fassbender. Michael Fassbender, I think he's... Is he German originally or something? But he went to Stefan Neva.
What?
Yeah.
Our old dance college.
But that's where we used to go, level 5 FITAC. Where are my FITAC girlies at?
I love the FITAC girlies. Okay, because Patrick's Day is coming up and it's the day we celebrate our patron saint, we're going to give you guys a history of Ireland. Oh yeah, and girls, the tea is piping. So... We're going to catch you up on all the goss. We're going to tell you who St. Patrick was and what happened from there. Stay tuned.
But also, I feel like, are we the right people to be delivering this history?
Oh, like 100% not. Like, it's going to be wrong. So don't come for us, people, if we have history buffs in the audience.
Yeah, just take it with a pinch of salt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pinch of salt, girlies.
Okay, so right, we might as well kickstart with who is St. Patrick? What's his kink? No, I'm joking.
Was St. Patrick hot, do we feel?
I don't know. I don't think there's any pickies of him because it was so long ago before cameras. There's not even a sketch on a cave or anything, is there?
Was it before cameras?
All I know, right? So basically, he had a gammy life at the start because St. Patrick was kidnapped when he was 16, yeah. Right? He's originally from England and he was kidnapped when he was 16 and brought to Ireland.
So wait, St. Patrick's a Brit?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's the patron saint of Ireland.
But apparently he was...
But he's a Breton.
I don't know where he's from, but he was living in Britain.
Yeah.
And he was kidnapped and taken to Ireland to work as a shepherd.
He was sold as a slave, wasn't he, to work as a shepherd?
So he was reeking, like, so because he was like, fuck, I'm being kidnapped. And then he was in Ireland and he was doing his shepherding bits. And then... But
that's
then,
kind of lousy that he was kidnapped.
It was lousy. But then... He escaped, pure prison break energy, and got away.
But did he actually, or was he set free?
No, he escaped. Well, that's what the internet tells us. And like,
okay.
My old history teacher, he escaped. But then God was like, babes, you're going to have to go back down now fast and tell the Irish people they're all savages. You need to tell them about Christianity because they're fucked otherwise.
Okay.
So then he was like, all right, so I'll go back. And I'll tell him about God.
Oh, because prior to this time, like, Ireland was presumably, like, a pagan country.
Yeah,
like,
we were just...
celebrated, like, pagan festivals or whatever.
Yeah,
was
whoever
it?
Your God was, you would just worship them for the
yeah,
life.
Yeah, do all your bits, like
you
that.
Just, yeah, you could just
Lady
make up
Gaga.
Your own.
Prior to that, they worshipped Lady Gaga and Britney.
Literally, the way it should have been. But then St. Patrick comes in, and he starts wrecking the gas. So he starts, like... putting up churches, he starts telling them all about Christianity.
Wait, babe, I know we're giving the Cliff's Notes version, but St. Patrick just didn't start putting up churches, did he?
Well, first he got rid of the snakes.
That's one thing that I feel we actually do need to talk about for a second. What do they mean by St. Patrick got rid of the snakes?
I feel like there was just pure bitchy ones in Ireland that he just wanted out, because they were like pure like, don't trust St. Patrick, let's still worship Gaga. And then... He was like, oh, we're going to get rid of the snakes, girl, don't worry. Pure bitching about everyone behind their back and be like, Susan, you don't need that energy in your life. We're going to get rid of them.
He got rid of them. That's the thing. I'd be more interested in history if there wasn't as many plot holes.
It was. I just think it would never stick today. Imagine someone going to Ireland and like eradicating a whole species.
Yeah.
Like, imagine me going back to Ireland and going, lads, I'm going to get rid of all the cows.
Aideen would be freaking.
our friend Aideen, who's like fighting for an environment all over the world, would be freaking.
She'd be raging, wouldn't she?
No, but like, it wouldn't stand in 2020. Imagine St. Patrick trying to get rid of the snake somewhere now. They'd be like, no, we need to protect the species, babe, would you calm down? I betcha he just wanted some gorgy snakeskin thigh-high boots. I feel like St. Patrick was actually a gay man and he didn't get rid of the snakes. He just cut them up and made them into like this stunning snakeskin ensemble.
Oh my God, he pure like made snakeskin vestments out of the snakes. Imagine a priest rocking up in snakeskin to the altar.
That's
I'd be
iconic.
Shocked.
I'd be shaking.
Imagine a confirmation thing going up and then the priest just delivering mass in snakeskin.
A big thigh-high stiletto heels.
Oh my god.
And then, oh yeah, so that's why everyone's like, Ireland's Beef and Shamrocks. Because that's what St. Patrick's did. He was like, I think he was gay because, like, he was such a showman.
And he was always picking flowers.
He pure picked up this shamrock flower and then he used the three leaves of three leaf clover.
Yeah.
To describe the Trinity. And that's.
I love how you're glancing down at the laptop. Did you not know this? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's why he uses the
three leaf
clover.
Well, babe, I wasn't an altar boy like you at all. I don't know the ways.
We didn't have to learn that for mass.
Are you sure? Anyway, so that's a brief history of St. Patrick. You're welcome.
Is it? Where was that news?
Yeah.
So what did he do then? So what, everyone just started becoming Christian?
Yeah, he basically started the Christian movement, did he?
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And that's why we celebrate him.
Right.
I think.
Okay. No, that sounds plausible, doesn't it?
Yeah. He got rid of these imaginary snakes that never existed. And then...
Yeah, that's the only bit I still have an issue with.
I still... But, like, also iconic content, so...
Would he ever come back and get rid of Corona from Ireland? We go to our trips? That's the thing. Maybe if he got rid of something that they didn't need, you know what I mean? Like, got rid of liars.
I bet you the snake symbolised sin.
Oh, actually, that would make sense because wasn't the snake a symbol of sin in the Garden of Eden?
Yeah.
And did they tempt Eve with the apples?
Yeah. And snakes have a very bad reputation.
They do, God bless them. But apparently that's why they've no... apparently God got rid of their hands and legs so they had to go around the gaff in their body because they were tempting Eve.
That didn't work out well for them though, because now they can just slither around the gaff.
And slither
and
up your leg.
And get up to mischief.
They'd be slithering up your leg, you wouldn't even know it.
Anyway, that's like that's the story side of it. But now this is factual history we're getting into right now.
Are we getting into factual history now?
Yeah.
Who's delivering this part of the history lesson?
We can both do it together.
Okay, cool.
I think we should take it in chronological order of what happened next.
Okay. Okay, so obviously we're going to have to do a bit of Googling for this next bit, because like...
Or Leaving Cert was ages ago.
It was ages ago. I didn't do history for Leaving Cert, did you?
I can't even remember.
Did you do the Leaving Cert?
I definitely did do the Leaving Cert.
Definitely.
Did I apply myself to the Leaving Cert? It's debatable.
Yeah. So then after St. Patrick, we have the arrival of the Vikings, right? And they came to Ireland from Scandinavia, which is like Norway, Denmark and Sweden. Basically, all the countries that come out with the bops for Eurovision, right?
Basically, a load of rides arrived onto Ireland.
Exactly. ABBA basically came over to Ireland. And they came over like to try and like
rob us blind.
Rob us blind, I feel like, for our treasury bits.
I wouldn't mind them robbing me now though, like if they're that righty.
But like when I think of Viking, I do think of like the thing was who was ever like designing the history books when we were in school, like I used to always be obsessed with the Vikings.
I'm sorry now, but like if you ever saw me, lads, you know that my great great grandmother rode a Viking. Like the height of me. Like
you do kind of scream Viking energy.
I'm not pure Celt at all. I'm not Celtic Irish, like fully, I'd say. I bet you if I did one of those 23andMe DNA things, it would come back and go, your great-grandmother was riding the Vikings.
Do you reckon?
Look at me!
I was going to say you need long hair, but of course your hair could be long. I forgot.
If I grew it.
You choose to shave your head. I was so confused there for a second. I was like, yeah, but you're bald.
But I'm blue-eyed, like... I'm tall.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you're a Viking, babe. That's a fairly like...
I do think I'm giving you Viking energy,
yeah,
though.
I feel like you could be a Viking, maybe.
I could rob your treasures, like...
Yeah. The Vikings were known as the Plunderers, weren't they? They were the ones who came over and just started, like, baiting the shit out of people and, like, just taking bits. Yeah, Plunderers.
Pure rude.
Just no need for it, really. Like, them all going around, like, stealing... What were they even stealing? What did they have back then?
But then, girls, our main bitch, Brian Boru, comes through and baits the Vikings around the gaff at the Battle of Clontarf.
Is that Brian Boru? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, he wrecks the gaff. He comes in and goes, no, you're robbing too much of our shit now. I'm going to just kick the shit out of you. But then it was lousy on him because apparently then they came over to his tent when he was having a nap and they murdered him.
But that's the thing. He's hailed as one of Ireland's greatest kings, but he didn't even die in battle then. He was kind of lousy. He kind of just...
Yeah, but he did help defeat the Vikings though, didn't he?
Well, the thing is, again, we
I
need
say
to
my
just...
grandmother was raging.
What?
Killed her fella, like.
I didn't get that at all. You didn't say your great-grandmother. Your nan wasn't around the time with the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bridge in Cork called the Brian Boru Bridge, and I feel like...
That's a tongue twister.
Brian Boru Bridge. But it's so funny because my friend Kieran always be like, yeah, there's been a crash in the Brian Boru Bridge. But you ever hear the Red FM? Is it the Street Fleet with Red FM? And they'd always... They always have, like, young girls, like, doing the, like, the traffic update on Red FM. You know, the street fleet, and they'd be like, "To Brian Pruprich." It's so funny because in a Cork accent as well, Brian Pruprich is hilarious.
But yeah, so he was the first kind of mad thing after St. Patrick.
Yeah, he was the first kind of, I don't like referencing this fella, but kind of the Conor McGregor of his time, was he?
Was he?
Well, kind of baiting people up, like.
Was he toxic?
Was he a bit toxic?
I thought he was more of a, like, I don't know.
Oh, hero, was he?
Yeah, Colin Farrell type.
Yeah, maybe if they were naming bridges after him, like, God forbid they name a bridge after that.
You need to calm down because Conor McGregor is going to find out where we live and kick the shit out of us.
I'm not scared of him, it's his sister I'm scared of. Like, Conor McGregor, come for me. That sister's petrified.
She okay, but I'm just telling you now, okay. If Conor McGregor hops you, I'm not hopping on.
I feel like, from listening to the podcast, he would know which one's which, so he might just try and hop you. Actually, he'd go for me because I'm smaller, wouldn't he?
Anyway, moving on to the next stage in Irish history. We're getting sidetracked.
What is it, though?
Let's check. Let's check this handy handout of bullet points we have in front of us.
We should have just gotten a book for the junior cert or something.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so then the Vikings were reeking because they lost.
Yeah.
And then...
then it was the Norman invasion, right?
Oh, yeah. Pure rude then. We thought we were grand. And then the Normans were like, let's invade Ireland.
But why were they all coming to Ireland, though?
I just feel like we were a small country and they were like, it's easy to, like, get them.
And I feel like as well, they were like, oh, the Irish women are stunning.
Oh, yeah, they were mad for the Irish Colleen.
You know what I mean? I feel like that was one of the reasons, probably.
But, like, that's what's kind of started then, the whole struggle with England that went on for, like, ages.
Yeah.
And, like, our English listeners, we love you, girlies, but you did kind of fuck us over for a bit there.
Yeah, but they tried to, like, get rid of, like, traditional Irish customs. That's when all that started, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they came in, and then what happened was they started taking Irish land and then giving it to, like, English families. So imagine you're sorted, you have your farm, you're doing your bits, and then someone comes in and go, oh, we're taking that there and giving it to the feckin' Joneses. Me what?
That's lousy, like. It's actually, I know we're laughing, but it's actually so lousy.
Like, imagine, I'd be up to 90. You'd be pure settled, and then someone would throw you out the gaff.
And you're kind of going, wait, this is my house? You know what I mean? Like, imagine someone coming over to your house and being like, oh, get out. And you're like, but it's my house.
And wouldn't you be raging then if they threw you out? Or, like, even if they didn't throw you out, but, like, if they pure, like, painted your house the colour you didn't want it to be then?
You know what I mean? Or just started, like, doing bits of the garden that you didn't want.
I'd be like, leave it alone, it's my calf.
Yeah. So this is, like, when the plantations started, right? This is, like, known as, like, the plantations.
So describe, like, what the plantations are for the people.
So it's basically that. It's basically, like, to try and establish, like, English laws and English customs and English rule overall. They basically, like, infiltrated Ireland and, like, got rid of Irish landowners, like, threw them out or had them working on the land instead, whilst they put in British people who were, like, loyal to the crown, mm-hmm. to then, like, yeah, just establish English rule, basically, right?
Yeah, and to be honest, like, they were gammy, but the real main person that was, like, the biggest dickhead of them all was that fella Oliver Cromwell.
I was going to say it.
He was, like, the Voldemort of back in Ireland.
He was, wasn't he?
He was wrecking the gaff.
But, it, like, again, I just think, like, mind your own business. Or, like, as well, like, England's huge. Like, why weren't they happy with England?
I saw it when I was doing my research for the Irish History app. Obviously, we did a bit of research, but it wasn't
extensive.
As much as we should have. But there, I love this line. It was, Cromwell is one of the most hated figures in Ireland's turbulent history.
But he is, I'd say, isn't he?
He is.
He was an awful dickhead. Because why was, but why was he one of the most hated? Because he was just basically like the worst of them, like, and was the one like who was trying to really do away with the Irish. It's always religion, isn't it?
Like, he was going around the gaff murdering priests and burning down Catholic churches and everything.
What?
Yeah, I thought, like, you can't murder a priest. I thought when they have that white thing around their neck, it makes them, like, indestructible or something.
I was going to say, I can't believe he was burning down the churches, because there's already so many churches in Ireland already. Imagine if there was more. Obviously, like, he still shouldn't have burned them down, but presumably there was a lot.
And then, so then he would, like, be like, you have to pay me shitloads of money to be on this land or whatever.
That's what he did then. So basically, all the Irish people were piss poor.
Yeah.
And all, like, the English people were lording it up. You know what I mean? And pure, like, I say they were pure, like, eating their food in front of them and stuff. So basically then, the only land they gave to the Irish was all the, like, shit, unfertile land. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
So they couldn't really do much with it. You know what I mean? Kind of like our back garden, you couldn't grow a peck out there. No matter how much we've tried to do some flowery bits out in that back garden, there's nothing going to grow there.
Yeah, it's pure Cromwell land, isn't it?
Pure, I'd say Cromwell definitely had a hand to our back garden before we touched it. What a prick. So basically then that kind of segues us into the Irish famine. Doesn't it really?
Yeah, which was fucking gammy, wasn't it?
Which is just like, it's probably, I suppose, especially for people from outside of Ireland, when you think of Irish history, most people would have heard about the Irish potato famine as well, because anytime you mention you're Irish to someone, they always give that stupid line like, oh, gee, potatoes and shit.
But as well, the reason why the famine was so big as well, not only because it was like a terrible time and so many people died, it was because it also caused like the mass immigration of people leaving Ireland.
Yeah. So basically, because everyone was poor because of like these plantations and stuff, the cheapest crop and the most reliable crop to grow was the potato, and also it's probably like the most nourishing and whatever.
Yeah.
Especially like in, and like to grow it in Ireland. It still is, like, it's probably one of our main like vegetable like produce outputs.
Well, I'm not up to date on like the agricultural industry in Ireland, but like
back any farmers
then,
listening, could you leave us know, please?
So basically the famine was when the potato blight hit, it like killed all the potato crops, right? And then the Irish people were like, we're fucked because we have like cows and shit, but we have to sell all their products to pay the high rent on the land.
Yeah.
And the thing that we used to eat, the potatoes, is now gone.
But over, I couldn't get over it, but like over a million people died as a result of the famine. Is this very deep and kind of dark listening for people to be listening to? I suppose it's part of our heritage.
Yeah, you need to know, like, it gets dark.
Yeah, it does.
It does get better, obviously, because we're not all dying in Ireland now at the moment, you know.
Yeah, well, at the moment. Let's see if Corona has its way.
I know, but still,
I
like,
know, but still, we're doing fairly well.
But yeah, so they were raging about the potato crops dying and everything, and they were dying. So
it's actually very relevant that we did the rent episode last week, because the greedy fucking landlords that are going around Ireland at the moment are the equivalent to like Cromwell and his cronies coming in. It's the same thing. Lads, don't let history repeat itself. Landlords, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, landlords.
Sorry,
take to the streets, lads.
They don't take our fucking houses and our crops.
So then what happened was everyone was dying, so they were like, fuck, we're going to have to leave. So they were like all going on different excursions. So people were going to England, Boston and all that stuff. So then there was like a mass exodus from Ireland, right?
Right, yeah. So a load of them left, but you still have people like who were staying put. And a load of people, I suppose, there were still areas of Ireland which would like, like we'll say, you know, like the Gaeltacht regions and stuff.
Yeah.
They were the regions that like, you know, are like still had a stronghold. And I remember there was even these people like who used to go around and like kind of like travelling, and they used to like go around and try to avoid coming in contact with like the British, and would like teach traditional Irish customs. So they'd like teach Irish dance, teach Irish song.
Yeah, they were like
the
bush
Irish
schools,
language.
Weren't
bush
they?
Schools, is that what they were called?
Yeah, so basically they like set up these like schools, because obviously you weren't allowed to teach the Irish traditions, because it was barred, it was like banned.
Yeah.
Pure taboo energy.
Yeah.
And then they used to set up these underground schools and pure teach people Irish dancing.
Yeah. And I know, like, obviously, right, so you know, so in Ireland, like at the moment, like, Irish is like a compulsory subject, right? I do get kind of bad when I hear people like being like, oh, what's the point learning Irish? It's a dying language, it's a dead language. Like, I love Irish, and I just think, like, it's so gorgeous to have our own native language that we can speak, that like people fought to try and like maintain it in the country. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, point in learning it. Lads, it's so lovely to have it. Because not many countries do, you know what I mean?
And it's so handy when you want to bitch about someone on the tube.
That's kind of mostly what we use it for, isn't
Obviously,
it?
Obviously, people fall for it and it's good. But also, it's really handy if you want to talk about someone and not want them to know what you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, or not like bitch about someone. Or if there's like, sometimes we'll be on the tube and there'll be pure like tube trade. And we'll be like, oh my God, fake Aaron Buchel. Shame.
Tosia Anna Dahul.
Tosia Anna Dahul, Captain Gurbula Brae. Oh my God.
All the non-Irish people now are going like, what's going on?
Oh, and one thing that I learned recently is that an Irish word for heartthrob is stack, so it's like STAIC, which may also mean a big steak. So I'm thinking, I want to start saying stack instead of snack. Like, oh my God, he's such a stack.
Oh, I'm weak for stack.
STAIC, because they don't have K in the Irish alphabet, in case you're wondering, girlies.
Really?
No.
Oh my
no
God.
K. How'd you not know that?
Oh, I probably did, but like, Rinne made a rude. That means I made a mistake.
That means I made a mistake, girlies.
Oh, I forgot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it means mistake, but also means I forgot, yeah.
Anyway, back to the history, right?
Yeah.
So also, what was happening was people were being offered like soup from the English people, but didn't you have to become a Protestant to do it? And then you have to drop the O in the centre of your name. So like, and everyone would be like, Sean O'Sullivan. And then if you took the soup, you had to drop the O, so you would just be like, Sean Sullivan.
Yeah, that was actually, I remember that's how it came about, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like to do it. And as well, some people like just did it out of fear, didn't they? Like because yeah. they want to be found out to be Catholics.
And also, lads, don't be raging at them like they were starving.
Yeah, I know. Probably desperate times, obviously, like desperate measures. Yeah. You'd be like, Christ, will I live or will I drop the O in my name? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I suppose. But that's how it came about anyway.
Mm. I feel like if someone who was around in the famine heard some of the girls these days being like, I'm not doing no carbs, they'd be raging.
They'd actually be like, they'd be shut like, the fuck up.
We would have killed for some carrots back in the day. Now eat your fucking mashed potatoes, Susan.
Exactly. That's the one thing as well I hate when people are like, oh, I know it's like a stereotype that Irish people love potatoes. But what's with some people then from Ireland who don't like potatoes?
I know it's a stereotype that Ireland Irish people love potatoes, but I do love potatoes.
They're stunning. Why would you not? I love roast potatoes.
I've never met an Irish person who doesn't like potatoes.
As well, I suppose you can have them in so many forms.
Potatoes are the most versatile of vegetables.
Like you can have roast potatoes, you can have mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
I love garlic potatoes. I love going home, my mum doing the garlic potatoes.
And as well, lads, if you're saying you're not obsessed with potatoes, but you eat loads of chips, they're potatoes,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah, they're just like potatoes for fat people. No, obviously we all like chips and fries and whatever.
And like, the potatoes then become crisps. They literally, yeah. Name a badder bitch than a potato.
They're so unreal.
Baked
as well,
potato.
Baked potato. And as well, like, even the possibilities with a baked potato are endless. Like, all the different fillings you can do.
I remember the first time someone was trying to, like, make fun of me because I'm Irish, being like, oh my God, you love potatoes. And I was just like, yeah, I actually really do. Like,
I actually love potatoes.
Oh my God,
croquettes,
yeah.
Are made from potatoes.
Croquettes?
Are they? Croquettes are like just a fancy potato, really, aren't they?
Oh, I really want some potatoes now.
I'd love some croquettes. I haven't had a croquette in ages.
You know, I used to grow potatoes in my back garden.
Did you?
So like, back where I live in Cork, we live in the city, but like, outside our back is really big, right? Our back garden. And my dad used to have like every vegetable. Like there was like carrots, cabbages, and like shitloads of potatoes. So I'd be like, Dad, can I have a tenner for like going in town with my friends? He'd be like, yeah, but you have to go down and rotivate the potatoes first. So I'd be like,
what?
Dad, just give me the tenner.
That sounds pure like ancient times, doesn't it?
Yeah,
go down and rotivate the potatoes.
So you have to rotivate, to plant potatoes in the land, you have to break the earth first.
Yeah.
So you have to rotivate the soil.
That's so harsh.
I know. I was.
Were you rotivating the soil?
Pure half farmer rotivating the soil.
Or was there muck all over you?
Pure mucky vibes.
And then you had to go downtown with all the muck all over you.
Oh no, I had a shower.
You didn't, is it?
But the nothing like. And I'm sorry, lads, if you haven't tasted this, but it's better than crack cocaine. I've never done crack cocaine, but I feel like it's going to be the same thing. The new potatoes fresh out the ground.
Really? I used to love the crossover from the old potatoes to the new potatoes.
Gorgeous, lads.
I was trying to kill the stereotypes at the start of the ep and then talking about potatoes for 20 minutes.
Can we please have some mashed potato for dinner, though?
We're going to have to. I love when you do the mashed potatoes. Sweet potatoes? Do they have sweet potatoes?
No,
in
but
Ireland
sweet
back
potato
then?
Isn't Irish.
Yeah, it is.
You can't grow sweet potatoes in Ireland, can you?
I don't know. You're the farmer. I don't know, you're the one who was rotivating the crops.
I only dabble in the farming, I'm not a full fledger. Any farmers listening, can you tell us if you can grow sweet potatoes in Ireland? Or are sweet potatoes just potatoes who are really nice and give loads of compliments?
Over when I was in Japan, they were mad about the purple potato.
Yams.
Huh?
Like yams.
No, purple potato.
Like ube.
What are you on about? Purple potato is what they called in Japan.
Yeah, but is that not a yam, like a purple potato?
I don't know. I'm sorry I mentioned it. Sorry. You just go on. I had a purple potato flavoured ice cream. It was unreal.
That's ube.
Shut up!
What do you mean? That's
what this was my knowledge that I was bringing to the table, and you're going on about giving it weird names, so shut up.
But Jose is Filipino, and they love ube desserts.
Oh! Okay, let's move on. Okay, so fast forward a few years then, people are obviously getting pissed off with all this, like, English carry-on.
Because everyone's dying.
Because everyone's, like, living through hardship. So, I suppose, a major event in Ireland's history was the 1916 Rising.
Yeah.
Which was basically, like, led by the likes of, like, Michael Collins, Tom Barry, all those heads who were, like, basically, like... It was like a revolution, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, Eamon de Valera was there as well, wasn't he?
He was doing something in it. I remember a lot of my knowledge of this is based on they did a musical in Ireland called Michael Collins the Musical, and it was stunning.
I love the way you get all of your Irish history to a gay musical.
It was so good, though. I remember, really? Actually, it was, oh my God, I went to see it by myself, and I was crying the whole way through it.
Aww.
And they spoke about, like, Michael Collins' like love affair with Kitty Kiernan, and she had this gorgeous song in it. They had another number with newspapers. It was like, roll on up. It was so good.
But like, basically,
I was reeking I wasn't in it. Sorry, go on.
But basically, Michael Collins and De Valera were like two of the biggest figures in that kind of uprising, right?
Yeah.
And then, but then they had a falling out because of the treaty.
Yeah, they basically, like, wasn't it like Michael Collins saw that, like, De Valera was giving in?
Yeah, well, I don't know what's giving. Like, there's two sides to the party. We're not going to enter the politics of it now, lads, because, you know, don't mention politics or religion at the party.
And that's all we talk about.
And that's all we talk about, so we're going to get killed. I think I look like Michael Collins if he shaved his head.
You say you look like everyone. Anyone who's, like, in some way iconic, are you trying, like, draw comparisons between you and them?
No, I don't, but did you ever put a picture of me next to a picture of Ariana Grande? Splitting image, lads.
If you had a high pony.
Would I not be her? So that kind of brings you up to like how Ireland got its independence. Loosely. Like, obviously.
Very loosely. And also, girlies, like, we try and keep the episodes short and sweet, really, don't we? So there's only so much we can fit in.
So, like, if you really want to know about it, just Google it and stop being so lazy.
But I think one thing that we left out, which is, like, a huge turning point in the history of Ireland, was Nadine Coyle being kicked out of the band Six.
Oh my God, that is literally the most iconic turning point in Irish history.
Like, for me, when I think back to like watching TV as a child, and like, you know, there's obviously a load of things happening, like a load of serious issues, I sobbed when Nadine Coyle got kicked out of the band, because I was so invested. I was in it from the start. I was weak for her, like, from day one.
I loved it.
And then, like, so this is, we're obviously speaking about the moment where Nadine Coyle was caught out to be too young to be in the band Six, basically. It was like, was it like a version of Popstars or Pop Idol or whatever that was on Irish television?
We'll have to put in the description of this episode the link to the video.
And I remember she did a performance, was it a year later or a few months later, on The Late Late Show, basically, like, afterwards, and she spoke about, like, her story and stuff. And she sang Fields of Gold. And I started bawling, crying again. Like, this is, I would have been what age? Like, this is years ago. Like, the band Six did come out with that bop, Whole Lot of Love, and I remember, like, singing it up and down the schoolyard from dawn till dusk.
Bubblegum pop vocals were missing.
Do you know what I mean? But as well, like, at the end of the day, Nadine got the last laugh because, like, you know,
she was in Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud, who were just like, do I even need to talk?
That's
or profess
an
ep in my
itself,
love?
Girls.
You know what I mean? Ep in itself.
So there you have it now, girls. You have the history of Ireland.
That's all you need to know. Like, if you're listening and you're a Leaving Cert student doing the Leaving Cert, like, you're definitely going to get an A.
I'm sorry, no, but, like, all, like, Michael Collins and Eamon de Valera are rolling around their grave and they're like, they need to shut up.
So, girlies, there you have it. That's the history of Ireland in a nutshell.
Very loose nutshell.
Very loose. So if you're wondering, like, how we came to be so iconic, we're a country that faced hardship and we came out the other side of it. And
if you want the details, look it up. I think after hearing all that history, it's like Irish people have never stopped fighting.
Yeah.
Like, and I love that spirit. It's like, that's where the fighting Irish comes from, you
know? It is, isn't it? Because I think it's just, we're a nation of people who don't give up.
Exactly. So, like, lads, whatever's getting you down, if someone's been a prick to you in work, or if you're, like, like getting put down by a situation. Yeah. Just remember, we were battling out the famine. We battled people who are ruling us. We're fighting Irish, like, keep going.
We've gotten over worse. Like, we have this reputation around the world as being, like, you know, resilient. So let's keep it going. You got this, girlies. We believe in you.
And all the non-Irish as well. You all have that energy in your country as well. So let's get it going.
Or just kiss an Irish person and you'll get some of that energy.
Cool. Okay, so it's time for Man Knows Best.
Yes!
I got it right.
I was actually going to say it over you just because I had a fear that you were going to say it incorrectly. You actually got it.
Cool, do you want to go first?
Okay, so the question from my man this week was, I'm feeling a bit lost lately after a breakup. I've very few friends left in Dublin. I've applied for a career break to try out Australia for a year.
Oh.
My issue is, how do I tell my mam, who already has 2 sons over there? We're very close and I'm sick with the thought of telling her.
Aww.
Firstly, the person who sent this in, you're just adorable. Like, yeah. That's so lovely. The fact that instead of just thinking, oh, I'm going to go in, like, have an unreal time in Australia, you're thinking about your mam, which, as 2 mammy's boys, like, you're breaking our hearts. Like, we love to hear it.
We stand the consideration.
We stand it. But you know what I mean? I can understand because I left 3 siblings back in my house, but I remember thinking, am I breaking my mum's heart coming over here? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that was something I battled with. But anyway, her response is, your mum is more resilient than you think. 2 sons already in Australia. It is so commonplace now for our kids to head off, and I'm quite sure she'd rather see you happy trying out Australia than seeing you miserable in Dublin. Sit her down and tell her how you feel sooner rather than later. If you have the opportunity to grab a career break, then take it. It could just give you the focus you need to move forward after your breakup. Your mam will cope. Happy kids, happy mams. Kiss.
That broke my heart.
I think it's true though, isn't it? If, like, your mam will be happy as long as you're happy.
Yeah, like my mam always says, like, oh, it's really hard for us being over here, but she gets so much enjoyment seeing that we're happy.
Yeah. And as well, you know what? It's not like 30 years ago where you'd just be sending the odd letter home. You probably know from already having brothers over there, she's probably onto them more now than ever. You know what I mean? And you have FaceTime and you've... I don't know why I'm saying FaceTime as if it's revolutionary and it's just been discovered in the past year.
You have technology.
But you know what I mean? So it's like you can, like, if you wanted, you can have a chat to your mum's face every day. So
I know.
It's lovely that you're thinking that way. But I would say, like, you need to put your own happiness first.
The one thing I would say is that, like, your mam, I think, would turn around to you and be like, if she found out that you were not going to go because of her, she'd feel really bad.
Yeah, so,
like,
she'd feel bad for that.
She'd want you to go enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, just sit her down and talk to her about it.
Yeah. And as well, with the breakup, I know that's tough. I've never been through a breakup, but I would just say that you sound absolutely lovely, so you won't be long going over to Australia and someone snatching you up anyway.
Oh, babe, you're going to go to Australia and you're going to say, like, oh, I'm going to fall in love with an Aussie fella, but you're definitely just going to fall in love with another Irish fella, because
that's
what happens.
Always happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
They fall in love with a fella who's around the corner from them back home.
I know.
Anyway, go on. What was your mum's question?
So my mum's question was, hi mammies, I'm marrying my beautiful fiancé Knowles in June of this year and I cannot wait.
Oh.
Just wondering if you have any advice on how to have the best day.
Was that a guy or a girl who sent that in?
A guy.
And is Knowles a guy?
I was trying to figure it out, so I went on to his Insta.
Yeah.
But he pure doesn't post that much. He pure posts sunsets and shit.
Oh,
so I couldn't figure out if Knowles is a guy or a girl.
Oh, so we don't know whether he's gay or straight or what. Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter anyway, really, does it?
No.
Go on, what did your mum say?
Okay, so she goes, dear listener, I can feel your happiness already. This is meant to be. So it's not... So as long as all your arrangements are falling into place and you both want the same thing for your day, it can't be anything but happy. Make sure you focus on each other and not everybody else at the party.
Oh, yeah.
And just be happy that you're getting married. Congratulations. And then she done, like, a shitload of celebratory emojis.
Brilliant.
Like a firework, that kind of bells one that no one really knows what it is.
Yeah, is it bells?
Yeah, the champagne and a balloon.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations, by the way.
Congrats.
We love hearing about people getting married because, lads, love always wins, doesn't it?
Love always wins. And as well, I would love, imagine if someone snuck on the podcast and done a proposal on the podcast to someone.
Oh my fucking God.
DM us, girls, if you have any ideas.
But actually, I'd be so up for it.
And then they video record themselves listening to the podcast with their future fiancé.
Yeah.
And we go, okay, so we just have someone, a special guest today.
Oh my God, it has to happen. Okay, So yeah, send in your submissions.
Watch the space, girlies.
I feel like we need to do like a wedding episode at some point, will we?
Oh yeah, we must. Definitely when Jose gets his act together and proposes to me.
Yeah, Jose, stop beating around the bush, girl, and propose to PJ. So I told PJ this already, but I already have the end of my best man speech, like, written. How ridiculous is that?
I'm so didn't extra. Even ask him, yes.
But it came to me one night in my sleep, and I remember I woke up, and I always, this sounds ridiculous, but I always have a notebook and pen beside my bed anyway, on my bedside locker. And I wrote down the last line. I remember I just smiled for the rest of the night in my sleep because I was like so content. Honestly, girlies, you're all going to want to be there because it actually is going to have the place laughing, but also in tears at the same time. I'm really hyping it up. You haven't even asked me to be best man yet.
Jose, you need to ask me to marry you quick so then Kevin can give his best man speech.
Please, will you ever? Anyway.
So, girlies, I hope you're going to have the best Paddy's Day in the knowledge of knowing where we're from.
Also, girlies, for Paddy's Day, like, just don't feel obliged to buy all the, like, random plasticky, like, St. Patrick's Day bits just for the day that's in it, because it's very kind of wasteful, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, babes, just get some biodegradable glitter from eBay and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, exactly, and do your, like, you know, your green cardigan, green jumper bits, you know what I mean? There's no need to be going overboard. Also, like, I do like the ribbons.
I like the real clovers.
Yeah, they're nice. And also, if you're in England, make sure everyone knows that you're Irish on Paddy's Day because they'll buy you free drinks.
And you know what's the easiest way for people to know you're Irish? Like, really easy to drop into a conversation. You just go, oh, have you been listening to the I'm Grandman podcast? Oh, it's an Irish one. And you know I'm Irish as well. Like, just Irish people listening to them, but like, I really relate to them because I'm Irish too.
And it's iconic content. Well, girlies, we're going to leave you on that. Don't drink too much on the day either because, you know, like, just, you know your limit in bits. Anyway.
I know. Go on, bye.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. Drake,
see. Bye, girlies. Slung, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.